You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you have wondered where you came from, beyond calling up your oldest relative or combing through a family tree, a whole industry has popped up to help. Ancestry.com, 23andMe, and the like. But if you're not white, well, it's harder, as Michael Kim in Chicago found out.
So I took the Ancestry.com kit, spit in a tube, and sent it in to figure out if there are any skeletons in my closet. I'm Korean. At home, growing up, we had this leather-bound book, must have been, 6 inches thick, that I think is like the national registry of every clan there is. So I was hoping for some sort of surprise. If not, maybe just confirmation that I truly am 100% Korean, like my parents always told me. Got an email, your results are in. So, like receiving a college admissions letter, I'm like, clicking, trying to log in and see what the results are. I click in, and lo and behold, they said, you are 100% Asian. So it was accompanied by a map of the world with the continent of Asia circled, saying, you are from here. It's like one quarter of the Earth's area circled by a yellow highlighter there. I don't know. I guess at some level it was initially funny, but at another level it was also just kind of disappointment. You think that at the very minimum they can drill down a little more than Asian. It's like taking a Chinese guy and casting him as a Japanese guy in a movie. Just kind of lumps all Asians together, and here's kind of reinforcement from the website. Truly just disbelief that I spent $100 to find out that I'm Asian. I'm like, thanks.
That was Michael Kim from Chicago. We reached out to Ancestry.com for comment, but they didn't get back to us by the time of recording. You can check our website for more information. Now, and indeed after some public criticism, these types of services are hoping to make their genetic databases more racially robust. This summer, 23andMe will award grants to researchers to get more DNA into their system. Joanna Mountain is Senior Director of Research at 23andMe. And I asked her why non-Caucasian people are underrepresented in genetic databases in the first place.
It's not that long ago that the main studies kicked off, and mainly these were conducted in the U.S. and Europe. We have seen change over time, but there's still a long way to go in terms of having genetic studies represent the entire globe.
And, for a layperson who's listening to this, they might expect they spit in a tube, send their DNA in, and what they get back is sort of a profile based on everybody in the world. But that's not the case. It's based on a sample. Can you sort of explain why sample size matters?
If I want to show that you have ancestry from Eastern Africa versus Western Africa, I need a lot of representatives to see the subtle differences genetically between those regions.
I mean, isn't there sort of a weird catch-22 there? Because sort of in order to get, more robust data sets, you need more people of varying backgrounds to buy the kits. But if they feel like maybe they're not getting fully accurate results, are they then not going to buy the kits? I was sort of wondering how that works out.
I mean, we have benefited from customers with very diverse backgrounds signing up, and that has led us to grow our reference panels for many countries across Europe and across the world. But there remain gaps, and so we have several initiatives that we are, using to fill in those gaps. The most underrepresented countries in the world for 23andMe are countries in sub-Saharan Africa, in Central Asia, and in Southeastern Asia.
Do you think a non-white customer can trust that the data they're getting back from 23andMe is accurate?
We have always included some sense of accuracy, so we have a little slider bar where you can select if you want results at the speculative level or a more conservative level. So we give the ability to check to see how robust their results are.
Where do you want to see your data sets go in 2 years, 5 years? After all, this is a very quickly moving field.
First of all, geographically, have people representing every corner of the world. But then, if you look within any country, you're going to find cultural groups I see us going beyond just geography, but thinking about cultural and linguistic groups as well.
That was Joanna Mountain, Senior Director of Research at 23andMe.